June 3rd, Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6.
In that day the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land shall be the pride and honor of the survivors of Israel. And he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy. Everyone who has been recorded for life in Jerusalem, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and cleansed the bloodstains of Jerusalem from its midst by a spirit of judgment and by a spirit of burning. Then the Lord will create over the whole site of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day and smoke and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a canopy. There will be a booth for shade by day from the heat, and for a refuge and a shelter from the storm and rain.
The Branch of the Lord, Jen Wilkin. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6 is one of hope and permanence, drawing on images intensely familiar to Israel. In the time of Moses, God decreed that a tabernacle be built in the wilderness. It was a temporary dwelling place for the Lord, a place where God and man could commune. Admittance was gained by two means: a blood sacrifice burned on the bronze altar and a cleansing with water at the bronze basin. Over the most holy place, the Lord's presence appeared as a cloud of smoke by day and a pillar of fire by night. And over all the tabernacle was pitched a protective canopy of skins to shield it from the elements. As the Israelites stood at the foot of Mount Sinai, God declared that they should be to him a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Exodus chapter 19, verse 6. Though the tabernacle no longer exists, its function and purpose are now accomplished in the person of every believer. By means of the blood sacrifice of Christ and the ongoing washing of water with the Word, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, our very bodies become the dwelling place of the Lord, our hearts the most holy place where God and man commune. Indwelt by His Spirit, we live daily in the shelter of His care. Like Israel, we are called to be holy as He is holy. But both the tabernacle and our earthly bodies offer only temporary residence for the Lord, acting as shadows of His permanent residence, the New Jerusalem described in Isaiah chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Jesus Christ, the true and final branch of the Lord, once marred beyond all recognition and cut off, will be recognized as beautiful, glorious, and fruitful. An end will be made to sin. No longer will sacrifices or washings be required. The manifest presence of the Lord will be seen over the New Jerusalem, which will be a most holy place, dwelling secure beneath the shadow of His wings. And we, whose names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, will at last be holy as He is holy. Imagine how Israel would have remembered this prophecy in her years of exile, dwelling as strangers in a strange land. Can you feel that same longing for the permanence and perfection of the dwelling place of the Lord? When all around you is hostility and brokenness, set your hope on this future home of peace and unbroken communion. May we be numbered among the faithful of whom it was said, "They desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one." Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers. But some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible. But we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.